Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh Bhargav and me, Sujit Nair. CSR, Corporate Social Responsibility. This is something that the government of India has been trying to inculcate in Indian corporates. And I'm using the word inculcate is because somewhere it doesn't seem to be coming naturally in Indian corporates, or for that matter of fact, in all of us Indians. So they have incorporated it in us, while where the government said that, listen, 2% of your profits should be devoted to corporate social responsibility. Now, for a few of us who may not know what corporate social responsibility, it is where a corporate takes up one social activity in our country and spends money, spends time, spends effort, spends resources to develop that activity. So basically, the government has cited 7 activities where they were expecting corporate India to invest money and time. The first is poverty eradication. Second is preventive healthcare. Third is sanitation. Fourth, safe drinking water. Fifth, gender equality. Sixth, environmental sustainability. And seventh, protection of national heritage. Now, what is the status of that? The status currently is that there was a lot of resentment towards spending into corporate social responsibility. They were trying to avoid and try, as usual, trying methods where they could avoid spending that 2% of their profits into social responsibility because they wanted to keep that 2% with themselves. Now, when they started spending into corporate social responsibility, they started using their weird intelligence to do so, where what they did is they started spending money on projects or on verticals that benefited them as a brand or that benefited their sales. And this was true to even big companies. We are not just talking about small companies. Even big companies actually designed their corporate social responsibility in such a way that it helped their brand. It helped them to sell more. Now, that we are not saying that's entirely wrong, but what we are then saying is only projects which were glamorized, which were helping them, which were into public view were funded. And projects like protection of national heritage, projects like gender equality didn't really get the funding that was required. This is the first problem. Akhilesh, is corporate social responsibility a reality in India?
You rightly said it is being tried to be inculcated into the Indian culture, even though if we go by Indian heritage or our Indian culture, we are talking about philanthropy. We are talking about donating. Donating or daan was a part of our Indian culture. We yet need to now inculcate it, and that too by force of law. So certain companies, not all of them, but companies, you know, where the net profit exceeds 5 crores a year, or a company which has got sales exceeding 1,000 crores a year, those kind of entities are forced to spend on corporate social responsibility. As a consultant in the corporate sector, Sujit, I haven't really seen any serious bona fide initiatives that I would say that yes, this was called corporate philanthropy from the heart, or this was corporate philanthropy in the spirit of it and not just to comply with the letter. The government, incidentally, to its, you know, utter shock, finds that even that cut and paste or spit and polish job of showing philanthropy on paper is not being fulfilled even by some of the best known names in corporate India. So the reality is that while in 2014 this law came in, and initially the government was lenient about it, but now the government has taken a stand that we will prosecute you if you are not complying with this requirement of spending 2% of your profits on corporate social responsibility projects of the list that you mentioned. So the government is now going heavy on it. They have issued notices to 1,000 corporates, which includes well-known names. I don't think, to come back to your question, corporate India is really spending on corporate philanthropy the way it is meant to be.
The way the entire world is doing it.
The way, well, in a country like, you know, the US in particular, or the UK, in US we see philanthropy happening from the individuals in a sizable way. But corporates are doing it voluntarily because there is no force of the law on it, on them. In India, this is not a voluntary action. They are required to comply with the law. Like I told you, they will get prosecuted otherwise. So it's not coming from the heart.
So somewhere down the line, is this something that we are missing out in our education? Why aren't we naturally inclined towards in social service?
I think it is not coming from the social culture per se, which is very unlike the way India was. So you're right. It's not coming from, maybe there's something in the way our society is being conducted at the moment.
Our society, the basis of our society was based on Dan.
Yeah, it was based on Dan. But probably at the moment it has become so self-centered that I don't comply with it.
Okay, now let me ask you another question. Chalo, force hi sahi. Force hi sahi. What can we do to ensure that the money is put rightly? And what is that audit system that the government can actually exercise to ensure that, you know, they've actually... I'll give you an example. I come from an advertising background, so I can tell you this with absolute authority. There are certain projects, there are certain corporate social responsibility projects where the brand has spent more money in advertising the social responsibility they have taken, the project they have taken up, rather than spending on the project. And I'm witness to that. Okay, so these kind of stuff, and I guess they could easily camouflage in their larger perspective. The audit signs them, they get their whatever tax benefits that they get, and everybody's happy here. Now tell me, Akhilesh, what can the government do to ensure that this is more strict?
I'll come to that, but before that, you know, I would look at corporate philanthropy to be getting in a lot of benefit to society if it is conducted in the right way. Which is, a company is a commercial organization. They would have proven track record of setting up projects, managing projects. They would be far better at technology than an NGO would be. So if a company was, you know, going to get into philanthropy, it would get a lot of collateral benefits. That philanthropy has far better chances of succeeding and delivering to the man at the ground level than probably just an NGO or a charitable trust would have done. They come with that ability to deliver. So it would have been nice if this was really followed well, but there are thousands of companies which are not complying with it. The way the Indian mindset has been, has always been from a legal perspective of penalty, prosecution, etc. It's a very negative way of going about it.
Correct.
There could probably be a more positive way because here you are trying to contribute to society. But corporates in India need known to beat any which way to protect their money. So what are the positive ways that, you know, can work out? Could be quite a number to get voluntary, acceptance by the corporates concerned. But even that would come with an incentive. In the sense, some kind of a recognition, some kind of a wider public acknowledgement of, yes, this company is doing something like this. Some kind of a very visible ground reality delivery of the objective. I think that would get some compliance from the corporate. Just mentioning an audited financial statement that you spent 2% of your profits on CSR and the auditor signing and sealing and delivering it, I don't think is the solution to it.
See, okay, let's face facts. Now, we guys only do things if a gun is put on our head. Okay, that's the only way we guys do things. So, yeah, I mean, if that's the case, so be it. So, is there a way where you can ensure through some audit methodology that the money which are put into corporate social responsibility goes into corporate social responsibility other than, you know, being spent on brand development?
See, the government has certainly defined the areas where you need to spend. Because beyond that, if you spend, like if you're spending money for the benefit of for the benefit of only a specific section of society, it doesn't come under CSR. So they have defined the objectives which are for national benefit, like sanitation. None of us can deny it's for national benefit or gender equality. So the benefits, or rather the purposes or the objectives, are very clearly defined by the law. At the end of the day, There is no shortage of ingenious means of beating the law in terms of providing a sham of a proof that CSR was done. Sujit, those get beaten all the time. If corporates can come up with ingenious schemes to evade tax, to do ingenious ways of money laundering and Benami acts, I think CSR is a very small matter for them to manipulate and window dress. So unless it doesn't come from the heart, I don't think it will really take off. Maybe to take off on what you're suggesting, is there any other method? You'll recall, that if money is given, titles were awarded by the government that was by the Britishers. Maybe if CSR is done in a certain way where public recognition is given to corporates and their corporate leaders, maybe they might be very interested to comply with it.
Absolutely. So you give your Padma Shri and the Padma Bhushan. In fact, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam had such an idea where he said that he would, he was trying to devise a way where he would advise the government to give points to people who do CSR. He was talking about individuals and companies, but then you give points to people who do CSR and the points is actually redeemed for tax benefits and social benefits and even possibly status. So yeah, I mean, that's exactly what you said too. So now the point that I'm trying to make is somewhere down the line, corporate India has to be viewed from what they deliver to the society, rather than only being viewed as what kind of profitability they do or what kind of products they deliver. So basically, every corporate, and I don't want to name them, but every corporate who makes tons and tons of money should the consumer should know that the person they are going to patronize by buying their product is the same guy who doesn't spend a rupee to ensure that the society is taken care of.
There is a global comparison in that. In the sense, a lot of companies, the only reason they want to do some corporate very visible corporate social responsibility program or philanthropy is to get public recognition, is to have a very nice image to their shareholders and to their customers. It actually helps in selling more. So that does work. That formula does work. The issue is, in India, corporates are in such blind pursuit of profits that even where they are spending money on social responsibility, in relative terms, it's a minuscule of what they earn.
And we are talking about 2% here. So let me conclude this discussion. As usual, viewers, I think what really happens is we are responsible for what our society is. Our corporates feel the closest they come to real social responsibility is by calling their politicians and giving them money. That is the social responsibility that they normally conduct in our country. And you know what? The reason why our corporates do not adhere to corporate social responsibility norms or even volunteer for corporate social responsibility is because of us. Us, because the next time we want to patronize a product, when you go to buy your favorite brand, when you go to buy your favorite services, when you go to buy your favorite product, check whether the company that manufactures it, what is the last thing they have done to help the society of this country. And if they don't help the society, you don't help them, because they don't deserve your patronage. And that's the point that is done globally. And that's precisely why in the West, in US, companies go out of their way to do social responsibility so that they are seen as a company which is social friendly. Here, it just doesn't matter. 6 ads on television and boom, you make a brand. So somewhere down the line, I think end of the day, Akhilesh, we have to be blamed. And till such time that we don't make a difference, they'll not make a difference to them.
I think the consumer should not reach out to a company which does not reach out to society.
Correct. Oh, that's very well put. A consumer should not reach out to a company that doesn't reach out to a society. That was possibly the best conclusion to the show. So we conclude with this point, and we see you in another episode, another time. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.